com. Reserve your space today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Something happened in World War II that changed things. Well, many things happened in World War II. But I have something in mind. I'm going to read something from Science and Intellectual Property Law Review. For the last week, plus, I've been mentioning this matter of people that have been vaxxed, that have taken a swab, have been cloned, their DNA has been changed. I'm going to begin with this article. This is out of an article, Genetic Warfare, Superhumans and the Law, Science and Intellectual Property Law Review 2019. This is by Morial Shaw. And the website would be Genetic Warfare, Superhumans and Law, and the law.com. That'll get you to it. We can no longer, quoting, we are no longer living in a time when we can say we either want to enhance or we don't. We are already living in an age of enhancement. We're talking about physical enhancement. Nicholas Agar, Victoria University, states that many of us are familiar with the Captain America story, fictional Steve Rogers, who was too frail to join the U.S. Army during the Second World War. So in the story, the military rejected Rogers because of his physical weakness. Rogers tried to enlist again. This time he volunteered for a military super soldier experiment. With the help of genetic modification, Rogers became stronger, taller, and invincible. With his enhanced endurance, strength, and invulnerability, Rogers fast became an asset for the United States military. Advancements in genetic technologies are rapidly blurring the boundary between fact and fiction. This is where we are today. We have talked about, I've talked about, and others are talking about, this matter of what happened during, what has happened to the individuals that have been vaccinated. With the true vaccinations that have genetic reprogramming material in the batches of vaccinations. Also, people that have received the swab, with the technology on the end of that swab, the DNA of the green fly, and it was a cloning experiment, it was a cloning procedure, according to the National Institute of Health. That's what it was. It is a military operation. I have been listening and re-listening to a podcast on Before It's News, and it was between a Dr. Jane Ruby and attorney Todd Callender. And this is on the Before It's News You can Google this in, or you can go to drjaneruby.com. But in the Before It's News article, it's Dr. Jane Ruby and Attorney Todd Callender. The jabbed are now a new species. That is the actual name of the article. Dr. Jane Ruby, the jabbed are now a new species. Genetic warfare, transhumanism. The law indicates that when somebody has been genetically modified using mRNA, mRNA technology, the one receiving the procedure, the injection, actually belongs to the patent holders. So whoever had the patent, mRNA technology, whoever holds a patent, you are their property. This is the way it appears to be. Now, I'm going to just go over their part of their conversation. According to this attorney, Todd Callender, our military has been genetically engineering soldiers since 2005. So we talk about Captain America, you know, this Steve Rogers fiction? No, right here. Our military has been genetically engineering soldiers since 2005. Dr. Ruby, putting the military aside, in terms of civilians, does it still hold that the particular ownership, hold that particular ownership? If you were duped, in other words, you weren't given informed consent, you were given a vaccine. I have to continue this in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality, 970-825-9305.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Okay, I'm going to continue with this conversation that Dr. Jane Ruby and attorney Todd Chandler had concerning what has happened to individuals that have been either vaccinated or have had the jabs. And I wrote this late in the evening, and I'm going to try to flow with it. So, in other words, Dr. Ruby asks, putting the military aside, in terms of civilians, does it still hold that the particular ownership, if you were duped, in other words, you weren't giving informed consent, and you were given the vaccine, but you are also getting some gene-changing therapy, and we're going to own you, the patent holder? She ends with that question, and Dr. Todd, or Attorney Todd Callender says, it's really interesting, the point that you've raised, because genetic modifications heretofore hasn't required informed consent, because they haven't been talking about genetically modifying humans, except the military, which is slightly different. There's a different rule. They are humanized. There are humanized mice. I have heard about these, where they take DNA from humans, put them in the brain cells of a mouse. So you have a mouse, the clever little things, now that mouse has a higher IQ because he has human DNA in him. That's pretty wise. They have humanized mice, humanized rabbits, and nobody asked them. And the sad part is there are hardly any laws on the subject whatsoever. Nothing barring them from genetically modifying anything. And they are doing it all day, every day. Should someone have said something about it? Absolutely. Did they? No. They hid this from the people after it became known, and Moderna advertised that it was genetic modification, and they hid it again. So it is coercion, and to this day, it cannot stand. Did that stop them from doing it? My question, personally, no. Then Dr. Jane Ruby asks him, if they get you to talk, or if they get you to take it, are there legal implications by fraud, by not disclosing the full, hey, you're going to be owned? Do they still get to own? It's gotten there through fraud. I don't mean to overplay it. And then Todd, he says, no, it's not overplayed. Not at all. One would say that's the case. And the sad part is we really don't know. The complicated fact is this, as follows. If the organism has been genetically modified, does it remain part of the species? And the answer is no. I've talked about this, and I'm actually presenting this to you from the conversation with Dr. Jane Ruby and attorney Todd Callender. You can go to drjaneruby.com. You can go to beforeitsnews.com. The name of her article is Dr. Jane Ruby. Jabbed are now a new species. I have other things that I would like to cover. But I had a call yesterday after the program, and I had others ask me, if a Christian, someone who is a true born-again believer, if they receive the jab, if they have been vaccinated, or if they have been swabbed, Are they no longer Christian? Are they no longer born again? No. Yes, they are. Yes, they. Once you're born again, once you are a true believing believer in Jesus Christ, in Yeshua, Messiah, you are a believer. You are owned by God eternally. So no, you cannot lose your salvation. Now, physically, your physical body, genetically, you have been changed. Spiritually, there cannot be a change. No, your human spirit, the vacuum that is deep within every human being, true human being, Homo sapien, that spirit is, once you have received Christ, your human spirit is now filled with the Holy Spirit. You are eternally Christ's. But again, physically, you have been genetically altered. So just for those that have that question, no. Once a person is born again, even if you receive another question, is this the mark of the beast? No, this is not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast actually affects your spiritual destiny. You have basically said that you will never allow Jesus Christ into you, into your human spirit. You will not allow Jesus Christ to ever, you will not yield to him. You will not acknowledge him. You will not receive him. You will prefer to receive the Antichrist and worship him. That seals your fate spiritually. Now, you may also be jabbed. You may also have the vaccination or a swab. Yes, you've been cloned, but that's physically. Spiritually, you have to make a decision to serve God or to, in the book of Matthew chapter 4, Satan asked Christ, fall down and worship me, and I'll give you the kingdom of the world. Christ refused. People today are accepting Satan's offer. Satan is saying the same thing. If you worship me, I will make you important in my kingdom. We know the names of people that are involved with this technology, with the vaccination, with the vaccines, the vaccinations, and the swabs, cloning techniques. Are these people, do you think, that maybe many of them are involved and have bowed the knee and have yielded and agreed to work on Satan's behalf to destroy mankind? That's a question you need to answer. Now, going back to Todd Callender, he says, so if the people that have been genetically modified, if they have been, they are now called, according to the Department of Defense, they are called not Homo sapien, not anymore. They are now called Homo Borg Genesis. He says that's the name that's been provided, and they are no longer defined as Homo sapiens. That's right. They do enjoy whatsoever they can, and even if they can file a fraud complaint, the questions are, there are questions that have never been answered. They're far from being answered. We're a long way off from these questions being answered. If you're no longer a human being, then do you have the same rights as a Homo sapien now that you're a different species? And then Jane Ruby asks, can we repeat that? Can we repeat that? She was shocked. That new type of human, you're saying a new type of human? And Todd, yes. A new type of people. A human is defined as Homo sapien. The new species the name that was provided some years ago is Homo Borgensis. It comes from a 2001 NASA Langley research paper called Fifth Generation Warfare. This paper made reference to super soldiers, genetically modified people. They named them Borg, B-O-R-G. They named them Borg, or Borg-like, Homo Borgensis. For this audience, we are blessed to be able to present this type of information to you, as stunning as it may be, and maybe those that have been, vaccinated, or they have had the swabs. It was a cloning techniques. So there is a new DNA in you, and you are no longer considered to be Homo sapien. Now again, if you are a believing Christian, a true born-again believer, that does not affect your eternal destiny. No, this is not the mark of the beast. And a true born-again Christian cannot receive the mark of the beast. Your human spirit is already filled with the Holy Spirit. You cannot combine the spirit of Satan and the spirit of God together. You can't do it. You might be able to have demons in your soul, but not in your spirit, unless you actually invite Satan in to give you eternal death. That's what happens to people that receive Satan. It is guaranteed eternal death. Now I'm going to go back to the article. Fifth Generation Warfare made reference to super soldiers, genetically modified people. They named them Borg or Borg-like. Borg-like. Homo Borgensis. Then Jane says, Dr. Jane Ruby says, let me break a couple of things down before we get into other topics. People that get these shots, whatever the conditions are under which they got them or took them, with consent or without consent, is what she's saying, there are some die right away, some die a few weeks later, some die a year later. Some of them are found to have these white, fibrous, non-organic clots, materials with high conductive materials in them, and they pull these things out of their dead bodies, and you have, for those who survive all of that, they're a new type of human species? Is that what you're saying? And once again, Todd says yes. Okay, now I'm going to read from Genetic Warfare, Superhuman and the Law, Superhumans and the Law, Genetic Warfare, Superhumans, the Law, Science, and the Intellectual Property Law Review, 2019. We're going to go to a break in just a few seconds, so I'm going to hold fast. This is important. Truth sets you free. Truth makes you free. Truth may be difficult, but the wise will listen. And I believe this audience is wise. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
And after all, we're only ordinary men.
It truly is a battle between us and them. After all, we're only ordinary men. Me and you. God only knows that it's not what we would choose to do. These individuals that work for Lucifer and bring this kind of evil into the world, there will be justice. There is a one thing about Almighty God. He is just. He is righteous. And there are consequences to our actions, whether human or spiritual. There will be consequences. And for these invisible creatures, these invisible entities, actually, these spirits that have brought this kind of technology, working with people in the occult, passing forbidden information from the spiritual world into the into time, and the men in time taking this type of technology and doing with it what they have, what they are presently doing, changing Homo sapien to Homo Borg Genesis. You see, Lucifer, he also has a desire to create, but he has to take what exists and then alter it. Whereas God takes nothing and creates out of nothing and makes it perfect. Homo sapien, though Homo sapien will die, is still perfect according to what the scripture says. God created man in his image, after his likeness. We have to believe what the Bible says. I do. Now, the legal ramifications are where I'm headed. But before I do, with this technology, I'm going to read, you know, we hear the term CRISPR technology. What is CRISPR? And this is out of theconversation.com. Theconversation.com, what is CRISPR editing and how does it work? CRISPR, the name CRISPR, this is the meaning. Clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats. Clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats. Short, CRISPR-associated protein number 9. It is called Cas9. This is the scissors. Now we'll talk about that. Okay? Science has adapted this molecule machinery, a molecular machinery. You know, I don't know much about this kind of machinery. I can tell you about front-end loaders. I can tell you about tractors. I can tell you about pumps. I can tell you about six-story boiler operations, coal-fired boilers. I can tell you about that. But I can't tell you about molecular machinery for the purpose, number one, to change any chosen letters in an organism's DNA. That's a different kind of machinery there. But you can change any chosen letter or letters in an organism's DNA code to connect a disease-causing error, to correct a disease-causing error that was inherited or crept in to our DNA. Or we may want to enhance the genetic code of, for example, crops, livestock, or, according to the article, even people. What you do is, it's like on the computer, you cut and paste. They use the word, you snip out an unwanted gene and replace it with a good one. So you snip one out and you replace it. So they're going right to the DNA level and they snip out a certain gene, put in what they want. How about putting in the DNA of the gene of a rattlesnake or a spider or a pig or who knows what, anything. Plants and animals are composed of millions of cells, each cell containing the same DNA. Now, you can't edit each cell individually, one at a time. You can't do that. You'd have to snip out the unwanted gene and add the one do that one at a time, which is impossible, and then replace it, paste in the wanted gene. So with this clustered, regular, interspaced, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats, palindromic, that's a tough one, but I'm going to master it, palindromic repeats, CRISPR-associated protein, Cas9. So what you do is you paste in the wanted genes. Now, some cells, such as cells deep in the bone, deep in the marrow, and brain cells deep in the brain itself, are difficult to get to. So they have the answer. The answer is this. You edit the genome while there is only one cell. You've seen photos, I believe, under a microscope where they take a cell and they use a small device that's hollow and they puncture the cell wall and insert some foreign thing or some whatever. That's what they're talking about. We'll be back in a second to continue with this. Molecular machinery. I like that term. Molecular machinery.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
And who knows which is which?
black and blue, and who knows which is which and who is who. We are in a world of deception. No one knows who is running the show in the whole world. Who are those making decisions affecting mankind? Well, I can tell you who it is. The children of the devil. The tree is known by its fruit. Christ said that you know a tree by its fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. So you know by those around you. Every individual, every human being is likened to a tree. And do they bring forth good fruit or bad fruit? Are they righteous? Are they unrighteous? Are they holy? Are they unholy? Can you feel safe around them? Every tree bears fruit. This type of technology came into the world in about 1993. And then it was with other research projects internationally. By 2005, it was pretty much, you might say, mastered to a degree. But they find new ways to enhance this type of technology every year, every half a year, every quarter. So the way, rather than trying to change these cells one by one, they have CRISPR. They have this Cas9, and they can do it quickly. Now, one way is to go to the embryo, and you change the embryo before it begins to multiply, and you snip out what you want to snip out in the embryo, sickness, disease, whatever, and you replace it with something a positive, something that is acceptable. And how do they do it? They use a powerful microscope and a small pair of scissors, literally minute little scissors, and they snip out what they want to snip out of the cell and then add whatever it is they want. Cas9 is the technical name for the virus-destroying scissors. Cas9 is the name, the technical name, for the virus-destroying scissors. The CRISPR part of the name comes from the repeat DNA sequence. So in other words, now let's say that an adult, let's say you're 30 years old, you're pretty much fully grown, but now you have millions and millions of cells, and you want to change all of the cells. You want to take a Homo sapien and clone that Homo sapien. You can't go back to the womb, but you want to clone them in adulthood. So what is a technique that you can use to begin to change molecularly, or to change the molecular makeup, the DNA? You use CRISPR technology, you inject it, and it repeats. It has a redundancy to it, and it does the exact same thing in every cell. It's like a cancer. The cancer, when it begins to, we're full of cancer. We have cancer cells in our body from the time we're children. And the trick is not letting the cancer cells have free reign. But if they do, eventually they replicate after themselves. They, liver cancer, exact same kind of cancer throughout the liver. With this CRISPR technology, you can introduce it, and it begins to just spread throughout the whole body. And eventually, it will do what it was programmed to do, to change you to whatever. I gave you the story about a month ago about an individual that had been in the service, and he had received these injections. They inoculate you heavily when you go into the military. And because you are government property, they can do to you whatever they want. You are, if they want you to be a medical experiment and test new drugs on you, they can do it. And they do do it. It's what they do. Well, all of a sudden, this guy is out of the military, and he is growing new limbs on each elbow, on his right elbow and on his left, just above the elbow to the outside, not the inside of the elbow, but to the outside. He can bend his arm, and he says it looks like there's a new appendage, something growing. This is not science fiction. This is the present truth. This is what's happening in our world today. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexipure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
And like I mentioned earlier, I wanted to read a little bit about the medical implications, or the legal implications. Who do you own? Who do you belong to? Who do these individuals that have been vaccinated or swabbed, who do they belong to? Monsanto, when they created the different seeds for crops, a farmer that did not use the genetically modified seed upstream, when the pollination season came, time to pollinate, some of the pollination came off, or the pollen came off of the GMO crops, landed on the pure crops. And then these companies, they go in to test the companies downstream, and they find the genetic material is in the crop of those that did not use genetic, the GMO. And the companies, corporations could say, hey, you're using our product and not paying for it. You see how it works? You see how that happens? Now, you, those that have received these vaccinations, guess what? Even though you didn't consent, is there a legal right? Is there a way where these corporations can legally say that you are now a new species and you're using our technology and you belong to us? Well, this is where the world is going. Now, Intellectual Property Law Review. This is out of, again, Genetic Warfare, Superhumans and the Law. Review, Science and Intellectual Property Law Review, 2019. Advancements in gene technology may soon make possible American-like super soldiers, albeit not soldiers necessarily using their powers for the greater good. Existing legal regimes inadequately address challenges emerging from using genetic technology for military purposes. This paper provides an overview of existing international laws and conventions. It examines U.S. programs on new military technologies, engages with ethical issues, and provides recommendations for the way forward. I promise you, the recommendations are not going to benefit the individuals that have been receiving without consent these vaccinations and what has changed the properties that are changing them into non-human, to changing them to Homo Borg genesis. This paper analyzes recent advances in the field of microbiology, genetics, and computer engineering that may enable the development of genetically targeted bioweapons. The analysis is conducted by first examining the evolution of ethical and feasibility concerns in regards to genetic weapons development, wherein there is a gradual acceptance of the viability of a genetic weapon among bioethicists and other genetic specialists. The paper seeks to determine whether it is possible to construct a viable genetic weapon by evaluating three requirements. Boy, oh boy. I'm not going to be able to get to it. I've got to finish it tomorrow. There are three requirements. I don't have time. Minutes. We ran out of minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Talk to you tomorrow. 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Have a good evening. Have a healthy supper and rest. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.